listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first and best webcomics podcast on the planet, and your best bet at getting out of here, provided you have the rubber duck. You do have the rubber duck, right? Oh, okay. You're going to have to do some backtracking. I am your host, and I am way more grossed out than I am afraid, but that probably says more about me than the artist of this comic. I am Jason, the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me, as always, he is the door. Not the one with the teeth. No, not the one with the gelatinous substances floating around inside it. Yes, the one with a giant eyeball for a doorknob. He is Steve, the Geek Shinny.
I have a chicken. Is the chicken going to work for the rubber duck? Or can I trade this chicken for a rubber duck?
Okay, you're going to have to trade it, but okay, that's like 8 steps back. You got to did you talk to the doctor that is like, you know, a nucleus but with okay. I'll send to the FAQ.
Thank you. That would totally ruin the fun of this game if I could just knew how to do everything.
That's the worst thing about these games is they're impossible to play on your own, so you go to an FAQ and then it just ruins the fun because it's just do this. It's like when I used to play Tomb Raider and she moved like a tank, so it'd be like move forward 1 square. Move forward 1 more square. Now hit forward and triangle at the exact same moment and you'll jump over to the platform. Don't go 1 more square or you'll miss the platform and have to do all this all over again. It's like, I'm not having fun here. This is homework.
Then don't play that game. Like, you've said several times that old adventure games were not your forte, but man, you just got to jam on them for a little bit and then, you know, they become your jam. Jam until it's jam, Jason.
I don't think that this comic is my jam for different reasons, I think, but we'll get into that. First things first, I have a news item that has nothing to do with disgusting, gross intestines and, yeah, slimy
things. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, well, then plug your ears while I talk about Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics has relaunched their Unlimited app. This is the app you can download to get access to... I don't know if it's the full library of their comics, but it's a lot on there. Digital comics, digital versions of their comics, rather. And so they relaunched it, and it's a little bit different. It's a different format, a little nicer. But it also relaunched with what they're calling Infinity Comics. And yes, you guessed it. These comics are basically Webtoons formatted comics. And they're exclusive to this platform, and they are made for this format. They are not reformatted comics that were published elsewhere. These are made for this. So I got a free trial to the app and checked it out. I checked out a couple of the titles just to see kind of what their take on that type of comic was and if it was good or not well thought out enough. So one I read was X-Men Unlimited. And they have a couple issues on there. And the couple issues they have so far is Wolverine and Space. So if Wolverine in Space is your jam, then go read this, because it's just Wolverine in Space. Getting really messed up, because he's Wolverine, but he doesn't care, because he's got the regenerating thing going on, so he gets blasted by, you know, a rocket booster, and, like, blasts all his skin off, but he's like, I'll be fine. This too shall pass for Wolverine. But the Infinity part of it comes into play a couple of times. Like, there's one where it does like a Spaceballs pan of like this giant ship that just keeps scrolling. And I'm like, okay, is this supposed to be a comedy like comic? Cause this is ridiculous. You finally get to the end of the ship, which is like a giant sword. It's an AIM ship. If you know any Marvel comic, lore and are a nerd about that stuff, like I am. And the second one I think is it's a battle. And it's like, no. It's Wolverine falling down an elevator shaft. And again, just to show how resilient he is, he grabs some beers from somewhere in the space station, and he's like going down this elevator shaft, like pong, ping, ping, pong, bouncing back and forth between the walls, and like opens up a beer and is just like drinking it as he falls, because that's how far he has to fall. It's silly. It doesn't really use the format that well. I think this would just be a fine comic on its own. It's pretty short, honestly. All told, once you get past the long scrolling part that you just scroll and scroll and scroll. So it was fine. I didn't find anything especially interesting about it in the Infinity format. The other one was Giant Size Little Marvels, which is kind of kids JL8 style. You know, we looked at back in the DC characters. And this one is brought to us by Scotty Young, who is, I don't know if yeah, I don't know if you've read his comic stuff. He does an amazing cartoony style, kind of absurdist.
Wizard of Oz run changed my son's life.
Yeah. Yeah, it is quite something.
Got him into reading.
Visually stunning, interesting characters, gorgeous character design. I love his work. So these two comics were put out by him. He draws them, and it's kid takes on superheroes. And I think it's adorable, and I think it's really funny how, Captain America is trying to get everybody to film his origin story, like they've agreed to. And so he is frozen in the ice at first, and you think you're seeing that play out, and then he yells cut and, breaks out of the ice and says, no, that's not how this went. This is how this happened. And, of course, by the end of the comic, they actually freeze him in ice, just like they can't deal with him. It's just like, no, Captain America, he's just an overbearing child in this comic. So, and the other one's about Iron Man and him trying to get a new Iron Man suit, and I found that one to be a very good use of the format because it blends well the panels, quote unquote. It's a good unending format as opposed to Wolverine, where you can clearly tell where each page ends. Like this, it seemed like this was an idea for a comic they had elsewhere, and like, yeah, we can adapt that. Well, we haven't fall down an elevator shaft for a long time. It's like, okay, we could probably do something with that. So. There's a bunch more to check out. There's Captain America. There's one about a shark, like a cartoon shark called It's Jeff. I don't know what that one is.
Jeff the Shark. Gotcha.
Okay. are you being truthful, or are you just ha-ha making fun of me?
No, I'm not making fun of you. Just like, Jump the Shark, Jeff the Shark. I think I'm clever. I'm not, but I try real hard.
Yeah, you have your moments. Amazing Spider-Man, Moon Knight, Venom, Captain Marvel, a lot of the properties you'd want to see in this are there. So, go check that on Marvel Unlimited, their app. Like I said, as a free trial, so you can check out probably all the Infinity comics that are there currently in that time. And, I recommend it for now. It's an interesting area for them to check out. I know we talked about DC recently, and I have looked at those, but we'll talk about that in a future episode. Right now, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of just the most disgusting place you could possibly think of, in my estimation at least. We're going to the Awful Hospital. This comic is brought to us by Jonathan Bogleach Wojcik, and it is an interactive story. Now, obviously, if you're reading the older parts, it's not interactive anymore. You just you see the selections that everybody before you has made. But you are the character. You're the main character. You're a woman, it seems like. I say seems like because she's made of, like, green with spots. So it's like, are you human? You think you're human. But you wake up in the Awful Hospital, and your son is missing. Like, you had your son with you, and now he's missing, so... Ultimately, the plot is find your son, and it just unravels from there. And I had a blast with the ride up to the point where I'm at right now, which is it is a very long comic. Jonathan does mention on Patreon that this comic typically updated around Halloween time. It was just something they did around like the 3 months around Halloween, and then, would go silent and then do it again around Halloween time, and then... apparently got popular enough that he's like, okay, well, if I start a Patreon and people can support it, maybe I'll do it year round. And I believe that's what he does now. So more power to him. Great job. But, I'm curious what your take is on the world of Awful Hospital. Cause like I said, I found it just reprehensible in a great way.
I was going to ask, like, the whole time I was reading this, I'm like, how is this a Jason recommended comic? This strikes me as a comic that I would recommend to you as punishment for some slight that you did at some point, and you made me read something I didn't like, and so I'm like, you know what, I'm going to make you read a comic where blood is literally a character. I can just imagine you squirming and the whole time. There was a nose that had kidney stones who exploded and landed on a giant kidney stone. That's gross.
It is, but it's also, it's not realistic. Like, this is very cartoony, so I can get over it reminds me a lot of Ren and Stimpy in terms of, like, the otherworldliness of the grossness. So I was okay with it. It is disgusting though. Like the what I would describe as a vagina attached to two eyeballs is
attached to testicles made from two eyeballs.
Okay. Sure. It's still disgusting. And I pointed out that panel in specific. I put it in the notes because your character walks in the room and just has hand on face. Just like, oh, I can't believe another thing in this room. Like, well, if I saw that, that would not be my reaction.
Because she had already recently run into a depressed spleen, a brain coming out of a skull that is playing race cars, and was the only other character the spine that was trying to sell her random stuff. Like, at this point, nothing bothers this woman because she's been through it all. Like, I won't go into all the stuff she's discovered since you quit reading, but man, this place gets weird. So, at first I thought this was really just kind of a lot of shock value body horror stuff, and it definitely is that, but it's also existential and brain, like, it talks about different dimensions. It talks about, are we within our brains? Like, what are we really? There are some heavy concepts here in between the random doors that you need to figure out how to open. And did you see her seduce a hamburger? Like, were you there for that part? She seduces a hamburger at one point.
I don't know about seduction. I remember being cool with the hamburger and thinking, oh, this is one creature that seems like it's actually going to help me. And then the hamburger kicks her into a vat or whatever. And she once again wakes up in the hospital bed having been operated on.
Wasn't it the barbecue girl that killed her?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that was the one that she thought was finally friendly and was going to help her. Yeah, and then he just boots her. So, yes, it was that one. It you're right. It does have like a metaphysical bend to it, and what does this all mean kind of thing to it. But I eventually got the vibe of Alice in Wonderland, where she's landed somewhere and it makes absolutely no sense to her. There's dread involved for her because she can't find her son, and all the other creatures just act like, no, this is just where we live. Like, this place is totally normal. What are you talking about? As, you know, they slink down the hall or slither their way down. And she's constantly asking, like, you know, she wants to know what this place is. So she keeps asking when a character seems to be of their right mind enough that she can ask them, you know, what is this place? What is this a hospital? Yes, of course it's a hospital. You're in a hospital. Why would you ask that question? Okay, well, how do I get? Huh?
It's the hospital. They're very specific about that. It's not just a hospital. It's the hospital, and there is no outside. Well, also, there is no inside. There's just the hospital.
Yeah. Why would you ask about outside? What are you talking about? This is where we are. And it's like, okay, but how? Before I was outside of this place, and they're just like, I don't get that. It's like a concept that is foreign to all these creatures. So yeah, it is kind of a thinker, but it's also most of the creatures speak in, again, like Alice in Wonderland, kind of like not even riddles, but just like it's their own language. And they're talking about the Jabberwocky and the what's the Fraptious Day, stuff like that. It's like, oh yeah, it makes total sense to these people, but you have no idea. And it's like you said earlier, it's interesting to see how comfortable she gets just because she's so uncomfortable, but she doesn't care about that part. She's set on, you know, I need to set to these tasks so I can finally find my son. And I mean, it is adventure comic or adventure game like in that, you know, I need to find this item to give to this character. Okay, now this character is going to give me this thing. Now I need to trade that to this character. There are like little runs there where she is literally just trading items between characters, and that's it, you know, fine. It's not terribly, I guess you get the satisfaction of just like when you play one of those video games, finally trading all those items. Like I have played enough Zelda games to know, you know, when you're finally trying to get the not the Master Sword, but the even better sword than that, and you finally trade that final item to the character and they give you whatever you need to forge the sword, it's like, oh, that is like 5 extra hours of game time, but I really feel satisfied that I got that done. So maybe once you're clicking through all those updates and seeing all that stuff get traded in, it's still the same satisfaction. Maybe it still kicks the same amount of dopamine out. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of it, is being able to hook it all together and figuring out what the creator of this world meant for you to take from it. It's always nice. So the whole interactive video game aspect of this, let's talk about that for a minute. I am suspicious whenever anyone says, we're going to take user feedback and you are in charge of the comic. You're the authority here. And if that were true, like, wouldn't the characters just get naked right away? Because, like, they made the joke about it. Like, people keep saying, you know, get naked, seduce this thing, seduce that thing. Like, people have horrible suggestions. Why even bother?
Maybe to give the illusion of choice. Maybe, like, if one person suggests something that's like, okay, that's within the realm of what I was thinking, so I'll do that. As opposed to, like you said, just get naked and have sex with it. It's not the solution to everything. Now, I would love to see an adventure comic that somebody starts and just becomes porn, because that's all people talk about. It's like, all right, for the 150th day in a row, I've drawn people having sex, because that's what you asked for. Will you please ask for this planet just that I've created that I'd love to draw?
Open the door. Go outside.
Yeah, it's like Twitch plays. It's like, oh, all I need to do is get across this room. Okay, but I've circled this bed 5,000 times now. Will you please just go over there and open that door so we can continue this adventure?
Twitch plays at least makes sense, because, like, people have an understanding of what needs to be done. Like, no one Twitch plays new games. They Twitch plays old games that people know how to get through. So, and they don't have unlimited choice of give the duck to the door that eats things. Like, that's just not an option. Or stab yourself with the carotid artery. Like, there's a lot of creativity that people can do here that, I don't know. I appreciate the hustle. I appreciate the trying to do something different. But there, so much different stuff is done with the art and the presentation. We've got old Flash animations. We've got pages that change based on where you mouse over. There's a lot of creativity done there. And now that I'm saying it, maybe it wouldn't have the same video gamey feel if there wasn't that aspect of choice and some weird side tangents. But I don't know how weird the side tangents have been. Like, I think it's just doing what he would have done anyway. I don't know. I would love to sit down and talk about, like, okay, what was actually user created and what was you, I don't want to say railroading, because that's such a negative term, but, you know, waiting for the right answer or something like that. I would love to know.
No, those are very good questions. And I honestly did not look up Jonathan before this to look if there are, you know, interviews that he's done where he has talked about this. I think this comic is popular enough that there's got to be at least one out there somewhere, and maybe he's answered some of those questions. I don't know, but they are good questions, and it speaks to what this comic is. And if you're entertained by it, you know, I don't think you'd ask those questions very often, but there are times where, like you said, everything is so weird. Like, there's nothing in the pages that I've read. She has never gone a place that's like, oh, this is totally normal now. And then it gets weird. And that would be at least be, you know, more interesting than just like, no, everything here is super bizarre and disgusting, and you just want to get out as fast as possible. So there are a lot of pages that I have not read, I'll admit. And I'm sure that happens at some point. But what I have read is just an Alice in Wonderland, like, journey into a world that you can't possibly understand. And so don't even try. So the idea of, yeah, what do you do with this object? It's like, I have literally no idea. What is this thing even? Like, yeah, that is outside of the context of, like, a LucasArts adventure game where it's like, oh, we have this object, you combine it with this, and then you can use it on that. Duh, of course, that makes sense. So, yeah, common sense kind of goes out the window with this comic and the adventure, so.
Yeah,
not necessarily in a bad way, because that's the world that Jonathan has built. So,
oh, for sure. And I will say that, like, the way that the video game aspects of things is presented are super great. Like, when she enters into a new environment, you get the eyeball thing pointing to all the different points of interest like you would find in a video game. Like, when you go into an environment in an adventure game, you just scroll over everything to see what triggers the mouse to say, oh, you can look at this, and then you look at all those things. So that's represented in a single panel rather than having to wait for everyone to do stuff. And the conversations, they'll say, okay, I'm going to talk to this person, send all the questions, and then you get a bunch of questions, and it's kind of a dialogue session. So, like, it does feel like an adventure game in comic form, which I loved. I thought that was super well done. Super, super interesting to see how he addressed those issues.
Yeah, I think Jonathan is also steeped in video game culture in general, because, you know, there's times when it becomes the fight becomes a Pokemon, like straight up, like looks like a Pokemon fight from like the Game Boy age. And another time when it becomes a dating sim, and she's just like, I don't want to date this thing. What is going on here? And she eventually like grabs the choice board and like breaks it over her leg, and she's like freaks out. She's like, I don't even know how I knew I'd do that. I don't even think I knew that board was there, but somehow I knew to grab something and I wanted to break it. What is going on? Like, that's where the metaphysical kind of stuff starts kicking in. It's like, what, where am I? How do I know that I'm, how do I know I just did that? Why did I do that? Yeah, it goes places. It is a heck of a journey. I posted one of the massive panels. You actually have to zoom out the page in your browser to see everything on this page. But it's there's one part where she goes into a door and she sees something, and then she closes the door and just like walks away. And then you see this, you see the glowing door, and then it keeps zooming out and zooming out and zooming out until finally you just see the speck. And it's like, okay, that's where the door was. And you start to see this like tentacle, like curling in at the edge of the page. So again, I zoomed out to like 200% or whatever it was. And I guess it would be the other way around, like 12-13%, whatever. And you finally see all these creatures, these disgusting creatures, these giant creatures are in this room. I love that moment. So it's got moments like that where it really does interesting things with the webcomics concept, and I really appreciate those, because, you know, webcomics that just post a comic on a page are fine, but I really like when the concept, when the format does something interesting.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. I high marks here. I'm glad I finally checked out Awful Hospital. It's been on my list for a long time, and I just thought that I'm not in the mode to check out a comic like that, and this time I decided, all right, it's getting close enough, I guess, to Halloween. Maybe I should have waited till closer. May I can just keep reading and just catch all the way up with it all through the way through Halloween and talk about how messed up my mind is getting. I'll write about it, and it'll eventually become like the guy that becomes a zombie in Resident Evil. Just ends with brains, yummy.
Okay, dude, I cannot wait. Bring it on. I want to see your descent into madness.
I mean, to be fair, most of my writing turns into that eventually anyway, so I don't know that there'll be anything different about this comic, but I give it a try. All right, final thoughts.
Definitely check this out. Unless you're completely squeamish, there's some interesting things here that I think you will at least, you'll know within, I don't know, say 30, 40 pages that whether or not this is something that you're jamming on. And yeah, take it from there. But yeah, definitely worth the check out. Glad you brought this forward.
Yes. Great job, Jonathan. Way to go creeping us out with pretty much every page in a totally different way. You are a master at that, and my hat's off to you, but my weird little chef hat that seems like it's a brain parasite is off to you. It's the page I'm on right now. It's gross.
Okay, keep going.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Digital Strips. We thank you very much for your support. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, our personal histories, and then one of us ruins it for the other. That podcast is called Then You Ruined It. You can find that show along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If that's a platform where you can leave reviews, we really appreciate 5-star reviews of either show, both shows, all shows. Why not? Keep everything going. Podcasts don't end, ever. If you have comments about anything we talked about in this episode or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at the Jason Sigler.
And I personally am at Idahobo.
Or if you prefer, you can head on over to our website. That's digitalstrips.com. You can leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. And with that, I have been Jason, the Midnight Cartooner Sigler.
I always hope to be Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you in the fourth panel.